In the morning, Gitmo Nation, and thank you for tuning in to Just Getting By with Sir Craig Jones and Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Hey, Craig.
How are you doing today?
I'm pissed off as usual.
As usual, ladies and gentlemen, he is pissed off. He is always pissed off. You know what? We need to medicate you. You need to get on Ambien right now. You need to call up Pfizer or whoever makes that, and you need to get them to get you some pills, because you need medication.
Unless they pay me to use it, I'm not touching it.
You are not a happy and contented slave, and that is not the way the government wants you.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't forget with that.
Okay, then. Well, on that note, let's take a look at some stories that have been coming up to the surface this week. So, what do we have in store for us today? Well, we're still talking about the tragic crash that happened in Afghanistan with the Special Forces helicopter that got, quote-unquote, shot down in Afghanistan. Now, this was talked about heavily on No Agenda the past Sunday, noagendashow.com, dvorak.org/NA. But I thought, you know, this was such a big story that we do need to talk about this again. So just to bring people up to speed, you know, that might have forgotten over the past few days, several dozen Special Forces soldiers were killed in Afghanistan in a helicopter crash. Now, the government is saying that the Taliban are responsible. But the interesting thing about this story is, who are the people that died? The people that died are Special Forces soldiers, specifically from the Navy SEALs, and more specifically from SEAL Team 6, who are the ones that supposedly killed Osama bin Laden. Now, I was actually a little bit skeptical that they killed bin Laden. But I think this is proof that they did. They did kill bin Laden, but there's something going on here that they didn't want to leak out. And this was one of the biggest two to the head I have ever seen in my life. Unfortunately, it wasn't one person. It was 30 people, and 22 of them were Special Forces who may have been involved in the bin Laden raid. What do you think about that?
It's weird. But they're just killing off all the people that actually might know anything about the deal of
that,
the case.
You know, that's right. That it is really weird. What do you think? Let's speculate, because we don't want to just rehash what John and Adam talked about. They did a magnificent job, as always, in discussing this. So, let's just brainstorm what could have happened that we needed to whack these brave men who were just trying to do their job. What do you think went down? Let's brainstorm.
Well, it's possible that they know something that they shouldn't. Like, someone did something, or someone is still alive that shouldn't be dead, or they killed someone that should not have been killed.
Oh, so you think they might have killed Osama when they were supposed to kill Usama?
Hey, anything is possible.
You know, it's possible. You know, maybe they went renegade and then they took out the Obama robot. Now, that could really piss off some people.
Yeah, we won't see any 2008 Center again.
That's right. Can you imagine how much money was sunk into that Obama bot? The Obama bot must have cost hundreds of millions to get as good as they got it. And if the Special Forces got kind of confused, like everybody else seems to be, they always say Obama instead of Osama. So maybe the SEAL team kind of got the wrong message and took out the Obama robot, and then, you know, this can't be, we can't allow this to go down. That is just going against the plan, so we got to get these people out of the way. What do you think about that?
Hey, it always, that sounds even better than my previous thoughts.
You know, you can't put anything past these people. You really can't. Well, so, we've been facetious, but it really is a tragedy. You know, you don't want to see these people die. But at the same time, you can't... You really can't just take this story at face value. I mean, there's so much here. I will be fascinated to see the evolution of this story. I think there's a lot still to be uncovered. And it's going to be very interesting who dies next. Because that's going to tell us a lot. Who dies next, and who is still alive as well. So, that's my thought. Do you have anything else?
On the special forces deal? Not really.
Alright then, so let's move on.
Okay, well, I found another article about another lemonade stand being closed.
Oh, boy. You know, this is just a big bugaboo for you, isn't it? This is your crusade to keep those lemonade stands open.
I've been really thinking about this, like, the story, just seeing this over and over again.
Yeah.
And I'm really starting to think that this is, like, an attack on just, like, American entrepreneurship and allowing, like, not allowing people to be self-employed or just be able to stand on their own feet. This is just training for the kids to be living in a welfare state.
Absolutely. This is a shut-up slave. You have no rights. You cannot earn money on your own. Are you insane? The government has to give you money, or you need to go hungry. There is no alternative. We are the only people that matter in your life. Yeah, that is absolutely true.
So, the listeners will actually maybe know something about the story. There's like a 4-year-old girl and her father set up a lemonade stand in Coralville, Iowa, because there is some like a Des Moines Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa, which ended on Saturday, and they wanted to give drinks like lemonade to people there, and the police came by and says, "Yeah, you have to shut down because you don't have a permit."
Now, just imagine the gall of this asshole kid and that asshole parent wanting to, you know, just sell some lemonade to these bicycle riders. I mean, can you imagine the gall that it takes for them to actually think that they can do that? I mean, this is America. You can't do that. You can't go out and sell something on your own. What? These people were just not thinking.
No, they weren't. Actually, I'm thinking of something else now. Now that we're talking about this, years ago, I played football, midget football.
Yeah, well, if I'd have been midget, oh my god. I'm sorry, go on. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to raise money, they didn't have us do, like, some type of, like, car wash or mowing lawns. They had us pick up cans, like, old cans, like, from coffee. Put some stickers and footballs on them and walk door to door and beg the citizens of our town to give us money. It's like, not let's do something so we can earn the money. Let's just go out and beg for it. And you'd see like some of us standing outside of stores with a can rattling. It was like, "Hey, do you want to give us money for a football team?" It's like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Excellent. Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. That is exactly what the government wants you to do. Beg for money. You know, this is why we named the show the way we named it. Just getting by. That's what the government wants. They want you to be just getting by, begging for every scrap, either from the government or from the charity of other people, preferably from the government. But you cannot actually take it upon yourself to go and improve your own life. No, 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 no. No, that can't happen. So that is an absolutely brilliant addition to this story. It's sad that you experienced that, because that is demeaning. And that is just terrible. But that's the way the world is going. So, it's something to keep an eye on. Do you have anything else about this?
Other than the fact that this is just more training for the welfare state, not really. I tend to erase my memories of that time, because it's just so painful.
I muted myself. I'm sorry, everybody. I muted myself. And I was teasing Chemslave to no end about the football thing. And I was just talking to myself. So that's my fault. I've got a cough mic, and I was drinking some beer. I didn't want to be slurping all over the mic. So, here we go. Chemslave, I was just asking you, what was your experience with midget football? Was that a successful enterprise for you?
Nope.
I somehow didn't think that would be. I was just curious. I couldn't imagine you running around out there catching those footballs and knocking other kids on their ass. I couldn't see it.
I was dragged into it by my best friend at the moment.
Exactly. Okay. Well, as such things tend to be. Yes. All right. So, on that note, then, I think it's time for us to leave today. But fear not, we will be back on Friday. So, until then, keep safe. Try not to get arrested by the government. And if you want to sell anything, do it in like a side alley, and don't do it on the street, because you will be arrested. Okay, thank you, Chemslave.
Yep, drink bottled water.
Words of wisdom, words to live by. Thank you very much.